This is PodTech.net with content from KPIX Television and Common Sense Media, dedicated to improving the media and entertainment lives of children and families. For more information, go to commonsensemedia.org.
It's Father's Day, a day for swift business in ties and sweaters. But how about a movie? That's the suggestion from our media expert, Jim Steyer. Kids in the media, we got to talk about movies.
We do, although with a day like today, I'm not recommending that you sit at home and watch a movie during
just
the day.
Just one of the activities you could do.
Yeah, but I would get out there. It's a beautiful day. We're going to get our four kids out there. And after they make me breakfast in bed when I come
right,
back from the
sure,
show.
Sure, that'll happen. No, but as the sun sets, hey, maybe go to the DVD store.
We got some good ones.
To Kill a Mockingbird is one of your suggestions.
Yeah, actually, To Kill a Mockingbird, starring Gregory Peck, which is an old movie that we all grew up with, is actually an outstanding movie to watch as a family. It really raises some extraordinary issues around racism in the old South. And Gregory Peck, who you see here on the screen, is one of the great actors. And I think it's actually a really great family movie that has the role of the dad so central to the basic plot. So we gave To Kill a Mockingbird as a good father's movie. You can't beat Gregory Peck, I'll tell you that.
Tremendous performance. And also, looks like you had some Steve Martin movies.
We had two. We had The Father of the Bride, which is a remake of a 1950s movie,
right.
And it stars Steve Martin and Diane Keaton. And it is actually a very funny movie, stolen here by Martin Short.
Right.
Martin Short is the wedding planner in this movie, and it's a hysterical movie to watch with your kids. At Common Sense, we gave it 4 stars. We said it's basically good for 9 and 10 years old up.
So let's just choose a cat, okay?
You see Martin Short. He's hysterical.
And
this is a great movie.
You can't understand a word he says, right?
It's a great movie. There's another Steve Martin movie that we like in addition to this one, which is Cheaper by the Dozen. I actually think it's a little formulaic. It's also a remake. It's another case where Steve Martin took a movie that had been made before back in the 50s. Steve Martin is obviously a great comedic actor.
Sure.
It's a great kind of thing to watch with your whole family. And kids love this movie. And dads will like it, too, because he is the classic dad, and he's a great actor.
All right, I got to call you on this one. Mrs. Doubtfire.
My favorite. We don't have a clip on it. We don't have a clip of it, but it's Robin Williams.
Right.
You know, he plays the
In drag.
In drag, the whole movie.
Going through a divorce. I don't know. That's a lot to have to explain to the
kids. It's a great movie. We've watched as a family Mrs. Doubtfire at least a dozen times.
Yeah.
And I will tell you, Common Sense rates it really highly. But it's a great movie for your kids. Really is. And Robin Williams is one of the funniest actors of all time. And this is a San Francisco homemade movie. So I would put Mrs. Doubtfire at the top of the list. But what I'd really do is go outside and play ball with your kids today. Don't sit in and watch movies. It's too nice a day to be
outside.
Actually,
we were polling folks in the newsroom.